Welcome to the Lighten Up Podcast with Lauren Polly, your invitation for living on the lighter side of life. I'm Lauren Polly, and I'm delighted you've chosen to join me today for episode 130, If Only, How to Outcreate Your Excuses. I'm very excited to dive into this topic today. It is inspired and really born from a conversation I was having on the Art of Creation show. I was interviewed by my friend Rebecca, and we had a beautiful conversation about how to change the unchangeables in your life. The link to the full interview will be down below in the write-up. I highly suggest you check it out. It was a fun conversation. And it's kind of a fascinating thing. We were talking about how I go about coaching people out of like the greatest limitations they have, or those excuses that come up of like, God, if only I had this thing, my life would be better. Now, for the purpose of this episode, I invite you to jump in and treat it like a mini coaching session. So I'm going to ask you, what is your greatest limitation? What is the one thing that is holding you back from creating what it is you desire? Truly, what is your if only? If only I had more money. If only I was better with people. If only I had more creativity. If only I had a supportive family. If only I had the perfect body. If only, if only, if only, when you actually look at what is the thing that is holding your life stationary and holding it back from being what you know deep, 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 deep down is possible for you, what is that thing? Now, it's not very hard to find that, is it? It's really surprising how quickly when someone asks you what's your greatest limitation or what's the thing that's holding you back, it's really on the surface. It's not something usually that we bury deep. It is typically the thing that comes up all the time where you're just about to choose something and that excuse shows itself. Well, if only I had more money, I would choose that. If only I thought I was worth it, I would choose that. It's kind of looking at the one excuse that continuously reveals its ugly little head right before you're about to step into yourself. That's the thing you want to start looking at. That is your true with if only. So it's kind of fascinating to look at how to outcreate those excuses. A lot of times these excuses have been like a life partner along your journey where it's always been the thing that you've been trying to change. It perhaps may be the thing that you have such a hard, dogged focus on that you're expending a lot of your energy fighting against it and trying to figure out how to change it and wanting it to change. And in the process, aren't creating change around it because you're spinning in a circle and kind of fighting it. You know, last week, we talked a lot about shadow boxing and how shadow boxing and fighting and giving your power over to something outside of you really takes away your ability to be resilient and bounce back. It's the same thing with this. How often have your if-onlys and your excuses become an enemy that you are constantly fighting and battling? And deeper than that, have you already concluded that this thing is the one problem, the one hurdle that you will never overcome? So here you are fighting and trying to change it and maybe getting educated, maybe utilizing tools, maybe trying to choose something different. But deep, 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 deep down, have you already concluded that it will never change? What have you decided is impossible to change that is creating the if-onlys of your life? And everything that is, will you destroy and uncreate that perspective and allow your space to soften around it a bit more? Get that thing that came up with that question, that if only, that greatest limitation. Get all the energy that you've been using to fight against it. And allow yourself to soften into a bit more space around it. So often those things are right on the surface because we have been doing such a hard, dogged focus on it. We spend a lot of time and our energy fighting it. Allow yourself to soften, but allow it to still be present. If that thing wasn't unchangeable, if it wasn't an impossible, if it didn't have power over you and was something that you could actually change, what would you be aware of? How could you go about creating something new in your life? What's truly required with that? You know, these excuses are fascinating. It's this excuse, the if only, that gets kind of so much power, so much attention, and so much focus from you that it grows into an entity unto itself. So an entity is something that has a life force and a life form. How much of you have made the excuse of your life an entity unto itself? Feeding it constantly, feeding the beast constantly so that it grows and grows and grows. What if you could actually starve the beast instead? All the energy you've been putting into these excuses and these if onlys, can you actually pull it back? And again, add more space around it and just be with it. You know, if you're struggling with money, can you open your bank account, open your online banking, and all the energy you're going to go into with the fussing and the worrying and the fighting and the flip out, instead pull that energy out. Starve that beast that you're feeding and add more space. What would you be aware of? If you've been fighting against your body, do the same thing. If you've been fighting against this idea of you lacking in some way, all of those interesting if onlys, before you go to actually feed the beast and fight against it, stop yourself and do the opposite. Withdraw, pull your energy out of it, stop feeding it. What is so fascinating, there's this beautiful energy to create change, even with these greatest limitations and these unchangeable things, if you're willing to take that dogged focus, all of that energy you're using to fight and to make that thing huge, soften it, expand it, and still be present with it at the same time. For me, it's like being in the middle of the forest, and what so many of us do is we go smack dab right in front of a massive tree and bang our head against it constantly, thinking the only way forward is for this massive tree to fall down so that we can go straight ahead. We spend all of our time and energy banging, 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 banging against it, focusing on that one tree. Doing this energy exercise where you're pulling your energy back and actually adding space around it opens your viewpoint. It takes your body a couple steps back from that massive tree. It opens your eye vision from just seeing the tree to now seeing all the other trees in the forest and the space between them. It allows a broader perspective for you to actually start seeing around the if only and the excuse that has been sucking up all of your energy and focus. If you actually play in this way, you may be so surprised at what you become aware of. What was so relevant and so huge for you actually starts to become something that is still there, absolutely, but it's not this huge thing to overcome. It's not this enemy that you have to fight against. And it stops being on that surface where every time you go to choose something, it pops its head up and goes, nope, you can't choose that because I'm still here. You become aware of it, but you start to see ways around it. That is one amazing way to start looking at how to outcreate the excuse that you go to and the if onlys in life. Another really practical way to look at this too is when you are looking at choosing something and you kind of go, well, if only I had the money for that, or if only I had the support, or if only I had the time, or if only I had the creative energy, whatever that is. Take the thing that pops up as your if only, whatever that thing is, and flip it. Ask yourself, if that thing wasn't relevant, what would I be aware of? and what would I choose? The utter magic with that question is really about taking the blinders off. Whenever we're utilizing an excuse, that excuse, again, sucks up all of your focus. It completely blinds you to your awareness. So by flipping it that way and actually saying this, if only, if it wasn't relevant, what would I be aware of here? What would I choose? Actually opens up the space for you to have more awareness. It's kind of a fascinating phenomenon that most of us live by, where we think we have to have an excuse for every choice we make. Whether we don't choose something and have to have an excuse as to why we're not choosing it or why that thing doesn't work, or having the excuse or the rationalization of why you are choosing it, why it is a yes. It's interesting to me because what is truly possible for us is to have more of a yes and a no universe, where when possibilities present themselves, we're able just to say yes or no and move forward really easily. We can be in the middle of the forest and see all of the trees and the space between, and instead of getting harped on one, we can navigate and weave our way through with a lot more rapidity and easefulness than before. When you have an excuse and an if only that pops up, you're constantly stopping yourself midway through. How often do you slow your progress with this? The excuses come when you are aware that something doesn't work for you, but you want to say no, that it is a no for you, but you have to come up with an excuse as to why. The if onlys also pop up when things are a yes for you, but you feel the need to fuss with it or the need to self-sabotage a bit to bring up that old story, that old lie to keep you from choosing the easeful path. You know, whatever way pops for you, whenever that if only comes up, just ask yourself that question. If this wasn't relevant, what would I be aware of here? If money wasn't a relevancy, and here I am making myself completely wrong for not having the money for this thing, but if it wasn't a relevancy, what would I be aware of and would I choose it? It may be a no, actually. This thing that I thought I would choose, that's expected of me to choose, is a no. I actually don't desire to do that right now. And I can fight with the money thing. I can dig the story deeper of not having the money and make myself wrong for it. Or I could simply acknowledge that underneath all of it, this just isn't it for me right now. Can I just say no without the need to give an excuse either to myself or someone else? You also, again, may have the flip side where, hey, if the money wasn't a relevancy, would I choose this? And you know what? I would. Well, cool. Now you have more information and a clearer path forward. What's required for that money to show so that you can move forward with that choice? You can apply this. I'm using money as kind of the go-to excuse right now because that's the one that I hear most from people. But it will apply for everything with your own self-perceptions, with your body, with your relationships, all of it. Again, it's about giving your power away to this excuse and building it and feeding the beast in a way that really takes you out of your own power and your own choice. If you didn't actually have to give yourself an excuse or anyone else in your life, and you were just able simply to say yes or to say no when things worked for you or when they didn't, what would be different? And could this perhaps be a huge key in unlocking the stories that you've been telling yourselves? The lie that poverty will always stop you, that you're not capable of greater creation, that there won't ever be anybody in your life who fully supports your dreams and really go for it. Working this way and really breaking it down may start to unlock a lot of deeper points of view that you're functioning from. And that's kind of the beauty of the deeper coaching work, is you see the surface stuff, those if-onlys pop up right away. By shining light on them, by gaining a broader perspective and actually seeing them for what they are, excuses and lies, you're able to look deeper into the things that you've shoved down into the basement. those baser points of view that are really kind of coloring all of your choices. They go a lot deeper sometimes than those if-onlys on the surface. If you'd love more information on that, I highly again suggest that you take a look at the full interview in the link down below. It's a YouTube link. You can watch me and my friend Rebecca break this down a little bit more and talk about just the possibilities for changing the unchangeable and the greatest limitations that you have in your life thus far. I have a special invitation for you all, speaking on this beautiful topic of changing the unchangeable. I have a 5-week free book club starting November 11th, all about my beautiful book, The Other Side of Bipolar. I invite you to come and join us for 5 weeks of creative conversations, group life coaching, and really looking at what's been made wrong about you and flipping it on its ear, discovering the brilliance within and how you can actually start to utilize that. There is more information in the write-up down below. You can click on the link and it will take you to an easy sign-up page. Again, it's completely free and it's in celebration of my newly launched audiobook. So I am very excited about that. You can hop on Amazon and grab a copy, either print, ebook, or the brand new audiobook, and join us for 5 weeks of the book club for The Other Side of Bipolar. What else is possible when you stop making excuses and actually start living and choosing for you? Have an amazing week, and as always, I will chat with you next Tuesday.